And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 7 degrees below zero. We look for it to be sunny today, a high of 27, with some patchy blowing snow this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Omaha World Herald reports a Nebraska man was found guilty Tuesday in the case of two Mills County girls who were sexually abused last September. The girls were 8 and 9 years old. 64-year-old John R. Schondelmeyer of Bellevue, Nebraska, was convicted of two counts of second-degree sexual abuse and two counts of lascivious acts with a child. A jury issued its verdict after less than an hour of deliberation. Schondelmeyer faces a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison on each sexual abuse count and 10 years in prison each and a $10,000 fine on the lascivious acts counts. He's scheduled to be sentenced April 14th. Schondelmeyer may also face charges in Sarpy County, Nebraska. However, it's not clear what direction officials will take in that case. A passenger in a car that was struck by a pickup Tuesday morning in Villisca was sent to the hospital for treatment of possible injuries. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 43-year-old Keith Curran of Villisca was transported by Villisca Rescue to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital following the crash that occurred around 8:50 a.m. Tuesday at the intersection of 3rd Avenue and 1st Street in Villisca. Authorities say a 2006 Buick owned and operated by 77-year-old Philip Curran of Villisca was headed east on 1st Street and had stopped at the intersection, the stop sign. A 2011 GMC pickup owned and operated by 62-year-old Donald Myers of Villisca was traveling east and also stopped at the intersection. Myers failed to see the Curran vehicle and proceeded into the intersection, hitting the car on its left rear side, causing that vehicle to veer to the left before the Buick hit a fire hydrant. Damage from the crash was estimated at $4,500 altogether. The city of Villisca's fire hydrant appeared to have been undamaged, according to officials. Myers was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. Deputies were assisted at the scene by personnel with the Villisca and Red Oak Fire and Rescue Departments. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department said yesterday they investigated two separate accidents, one of which resulted in minor injuries. An accident Tuesday morning at 7th and Olive Streets resulted in a citation, but no one was hurt. A Jeep Cherokee driven by Kane Stewart of Atlantic was traveling south in an alley in the 600 block of West Olive at around 7:45 a.m. and had entered 7th Street in an attempt to cross the road. Kane stopped in the turn lane but could not continue due to the flow of eastbound traffic. A 2013 Chevy Cruze driven by Matthew Stahn of West Des Moines was traveling west on 7th and passing the intersection of 7th and Olive, approaching the alley intersection, when Stewart backed across 7th Street in front of Stahn's vehicle. Stahn's Chevy hit Kane's Jeep, causing it to slide across 7th Street. Stahn's vehicle slid up over the curb and hit a turn lane sign. Stewart was cited for failure to yield upon entering a highway. Damage from the crash amounted to $3,700. The second accident happened around 3:25 p.m. Monday at the intersection of 7th and Lynn Streets. Officials said a 2009 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by James Berry of Atlantic was traveling west on 7th and slowing or stopping for a red crosswalk light between Maple and Lynn Streets when his vehicle was hit from behind by a Chrysler Imperial driven by Helen Johnson of Lewis. A passenger in Berry's pickup suffered minor injuries and was taken by private vehicle to the Cass County Hospital. Johnson was cited for failure to maintain control and reduce speed. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says two people were injured during an accident Monday night north of Harlan. That happened at the intersection of Highway 59 and 1800th Street at around 7:20 p.m. when a Chevy Malibu driven by 27-year-old Naomi Crapful of Defiance went out of control on a slick, snow-covered road. The car crossed the center line and hit a Jeep Grand Cherokee driven by 32-year-old Lillian Garcia of Harlan. That Chevy also hit a 2012 Hyundai driven by 53-year-old Roger Peterson of Harlan. Two passengers of the Malibu were taken by medevac ambulance and Erling Rescue to Murtu Hospital in Harlan. They were identified as 48-year-old Della Berendt and 8-year-old Madeline Kraffel, both of Defiance. The accident remains under investigation. In the funeral announcements, Jerome Speed Colas, age 67, of Harlan, died Sunday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Speed Colas will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Margie Roner, age 89, who's formerly a Fontenelle, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Margie Roner will be today at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Leroy Frederick Fuller, age 77, of Earlham, died Monday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. A memorial service for Leroy Fuller will be held Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Linda Shea, age 65, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Linda Shea will be held Friday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kermit Markison, age 100, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Kermit Markison will be Friday at 3 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Gladys Hall, age 91, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Gladys Hall will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Brian Edward Moy, age 46, of Avoca, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Brian Moy will be on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. William Steele, age 84, of Anita, died Saturday at Caring Acres. Funeral services for William Steele will be held March the 5th at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Scott Stephenson of Atlantic has died at his home. Services for Scott Stephenson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.